People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry. You just made a very strange face. You looked like you were like unsure of where I was going or what I was going
to
say.
Trying to remember if it's noon or in the morning.
Oh, I see.
It's good morning. Good morning
to you. Well, it's good morning when people are listening. It's definitely going to be morning.
Yeah, it's morning, so hello.
I always just say hello and welcome because I'm afraid that I'll
get
screw
up
confused.
And say something else.
Because we record the show during the week, so right. It's never, if I say anything time sensitive, it'll be a little weird to anyone listening.
Kind of. You did cover yourself last week, though.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway,
I'm
welcome to People
that.
Helping People. For those of you who are familiar with the show, thank you for joining us again. And those new to the show, this is an opportunity where we stop back and we talk about some of the issues facing the community, whatever the most pressing issue might be in that particular week. Or in some cases, just touching on all the important topics that are not always so comfortable or easy to talk about, but need to be discussed and need to be brought to the community and to the people of the Bay Area. We provide that platform on this show. It's an opportunity to do something really good for people or try to help people. It's an opportunity to get some nonprofits and really good organizations that are doing great work. A platform to get the word out about their business.
Absolutely.
We've been doing this for many years. We've now reached our 4-year anniversary.
That was last week.
4 years we've been doing this. You imagine I've been able to put up with you for 4 years, my friend.
Is that a lot, though? Is it really?
Yes. Four years for a radio show is a long time.
Is it? Well, coming
from
you,
it's always a turnover. See, the thing about radio is there's a lot of turnover. Mm-hmm. Now, we went from KLOK to this station 2 years ago.
Right, that's true.
So we've been on two different stations. But, you know, radio stations tend to turn over staff and formats and such a lot. This station probably won't have that happen for a long time, God willing, because it's doing very well. But that happens. And when that happens, they bring in different people to do different shows. And, you know, these kind of programs get lost in the shuffle. But we will not allow that to happen.
And I don't think that would ever happen to us anyway.
I mean, it might. You never know.
No, don't say that.
I mean, listen, Larry, realistically.
You're already setting that in motion when you open your mouth.
There's an expiration date on everything. There is.
There's an expiration date?
On all of us.
Well, that I know.
It's one thing we know is that our whole lives are lived waiting to die.
Okay, so when our lives come to an end, the show will obviously be done with.
Or maybe sometime before that. Let's be realistic with everyone.
Well, let's be optimistic.
Let's just also say we hope it's a long way off.
You're a pessimistic optimist.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm a realist is what I am.
Ah.
Listen, so today's show, last week we kind of audibled. When you say audible, like we had one idea.
That's a new word, is it?
It's not a new word. Come on.
Look it up in the dictionary.
Do you not watch sports?
Audible with an E-D on the end?
Audible is a word.
Oh, audible.
Yeah, A-U-D-I-B-L-E. Yeah,
I don't think that's what you said.
I did. Audible. We audible because we were supposed to be doing one thing, but because the urgency of the campfire disasters in Northern California, we decided to talk about that, and this week we're going to do a continuation of that because we realize that's still a huge problem. The air quality has been awful since that day.
Unbelievably bad.
And it's gotten better. Now, mind you, we've now moved past the holiday, Thanksgiving, into the weekend, and some of the rain in the area has lifted, and I think it's probably much better at this point, and God willing, again, it is much better.
Right.
It's even better today, and we're recording this on Wednesday.
It is better today, much better today.
But it's been awful, and people have been nervous about that. They're saying not to go out. It was literally unhealthy to be outside in San Jose, very unhealthy to be outside in San Francisco, and extremely unhealthy to be outside in Livermore last week and even earlier this week.
Did you hear, correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
That our air quality was the worst in the world, I think, even
worst
over China and what was the other country?
Beijing is the worst normally, and we were worse than Beijing.
We were. And there was another country, though.
I don't recall what the... I know China
Japan.
Is one of the
was
worst.
Was it Japan?
There is the worst.
They're pretty bad.
But we had officially the worst air quality in the world
In the world.
Week. So that goes to show you how bad. I mean, granted, it's because of a fire, mm-hmm. but as you mentioned, fires with people's houses.
Every time
houses,
you talk about it, it's hard for me to breathe.
Think about it. When your house is burning down, there are a lot of chemicals in there, cleaning solutions and such.
A lot of toxins in the air.
Yeah, because you're not expecting to burn things that are plastic. They get into the air and they then get into our water supply and to the animals that are breathing it in. Yep. So anyways, it's obviously a very dangerous time, but we are hopefully seeing that we're coming out on the other side very soon. Mm-hmm. We wanted to give some updates on this because last week we did the show. It was vastly different at that time.
It was.
I think we only had, like, at that time, like 28 people had been
I think you're right,
dead,
28
right?
or 29, something like
so
that.
So right now the death toll as a result of the campfire in Northern California stands at 81. This was as of Wednesday, all right? Mm-hmm. That's after state authorities said two more sets of human remains were found on Tuesday. That was last Tuesday, right? Yeah. There was no mention of the number of people still unaccounted for. On Monday, the number was 699. I don't know where it's at today. Yeah. It's burned more than 152,000 acres and is over 75% contained now. This was, again, mind you, we're talking on Wednesday, the 21st.
Yeah, and we are getting some rain today.
Which is all good. So this could be even better now.
Yeah.
So the blaze is California's deadliest and most destructive. Has destroyed 12,637 residences. Almost 13,000 residents have been destroyed.
These are not, and no commercial properties in that?
483 case? Commercial structures and 3,718 other buildings. Nearly 4,000 firefighters are fighting the blaze. That's a crazy number. Established containment lines continue to hold while firefighters work to strengthen and improve control lines around the remainder of the perimeter. They've accelerated suppression repair efforts in advance of the expected rain, which is great. The forecast of rain is very welcome news for the firefighting, but it's also complicated for a lot of the search for the human remains because it could potentially wash away evidence of bodies of fire victims still listed as missing. Mm-hmm. So, of course, as it helps one, it might actually hurt the other.
Yeah.
At this point, I think containment is such an important thing, though, especially for the firefighters who have been working around the clock to control this thing.
Yeah, and this is not the only fire in the state, we know.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It was reported that Paradise was a city that was largely destroyed by the fires, preparing for dozens of funerals. Unfortunately, it's just a sad thing to see how many people have been, how their lives have been completely turned upside down in that town. In Southern California, the Woolsey Fire in Los Angeles and Ventura counties has burned almost 97,000 acres and is almost 100% contained, 96% as of Wednesday. Three people died in that fire. Taken together, the campfire and Woolsey Fire have claimed a total of 84 lives. Just an unbelievable amount of damage. And think of that.
Yeah.
Think of this, the 97,000 acres in Southern. And then what did I say? It was 152,000. So that's combined almost 250,000. It is 250,000.
And when you
acres.
Have they calculated into square miles? When they you look at that part of it, it's unfathomable.
Yeah, it is.
How many acres it takes to make so many square miles. I saw it the other day. This was a week ago, and I was blown away.
I know. And as you said, you know, they put up the headline today on CBS News. I saw heavy rain may trigger mudslides in areas recovering from the wildfire. It's like just as you start thinking, all right, we're going to get out of this, they start reporting the negatives.
And which fire were they talking about?
I was talking about Northern, the campfire.
Our fire up here?
The campfire.
No heavy rains are predicted, by the way.
Right.
But they have to say that.
But the mudslides are always a problem in California.
I know, but they mentioned heavy rains. It's not predicted.
I know. I don't understand. I guess
rain
if there's heavy rains. I don't know. But it is just true. It's like, let's not report the negativity. That's always a lingering issue with our state.
Yeah, I have a real issue with that.
So here's a couple of things I think people should hear. Three startling facts about California's campfire. This was reported today, right?
I started to read that and I got distracted.
You saw this as a USA Today article?
Yeah.
In just 2 weeks, the campfire in Northern California has destroyed more structures than the state's other seven worst wildfires combined. The fire has also killed nearly three times as many people as Griffith Park's fire, which is the one you told me about earlier.
1933, October 3rd, 29 men.
Good job. Good memory.
Yeah.
A record that stood for 85 years. And with 870 residents of Paradise and the surrounding area still missing, that total will likely rise. Also stunning was the fire's pace, right? When it consumed the town of Paradise. In those first 14 hours, the campfire destroyed 20,000 acres, growing to more than 100,000 acres 2 days later. To give you an idea of the magnitude and how fast.
Yeah, it would. Oh, yeah.
Here's a closer look at the record number of lives lost and damaged structures, right? The fire previous had killed more than the previously three. The fire has killed more people than the previous three. When you see, I could show you that, I could mention the numbers, but it's a little too statistical for me to bother with. They reported Tuesday that 13,503 residences have burned. And so now these people have to come up with some sort of a plan on what they're going to do with their lives and where they're going to go. If you think about that, like your home has been destroyed. It takes years to rebuild your life,
mm-hmm.
especially when you have a family and you've lost everything. It is absolutely scary to see how this thing grew. If you look at the map and how fast it spread. But again, the good news is, the rain is here. The rain came through Wednesday through Friday, so hopefully that's going to help us a lot. And it should have, I think they're saying a total of 2 to 4 inches what they were expected. Mudslides and flooding could result, but that's always the case. So, look, we could sit here and report all the negative. We could sit here and tell you all the bad things, but what we should focus on right now is since last week we've seen much improvement, and it seems like we're getting close to getting this thing behind us, and then we could start rebuilding again.
And we do have more rain coming up next week.
But the question we ask is, where do we rebuild? How do people help, Larry? We talked about this last week. Do you want to mention a little bit about what we talked about and what people can do?
Well, are you talking about the family that we're...
Well, we get to that in a minute. I'm talking about what people want to help, right?
We have several different websites that you can go to.
We put them on our website,
yeah,
right?
They're up there. You can go to the Salvation Army, or if you want to give their website, you can. But these are all... Just name them off, and you give the websites if you like, because I don't know what they are. But
right.
You're looking at them.
You were saying, though, if they go to peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com.
Yeah, so we have, I think on ours, because obviously we don't have enough room to put everybody up there, but we have NorCal on there. We have Red Cross, Salvation Army, and what's the other one? Oh, okay, we're kind of like rallying behind the one family, the Kirkland family, for a fundraiser for them.
Right.
But and then you can go on Facebook, and there's a lot of different places you can donate to different causes regarding the fires, north and south, on Facebook. So that's a big place to go.
So a couple of the ones we also mentioned, North Valley Community Foundation.
Yeah.
That was another one.
NorCal.
Butte County Office of Education.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
American Red Cross, did you mention that?
Yeah, I did.
The Salvation Army you mentioned. United Way of Northern California, which you could donate via text as well.
Uh-huh.
There are tons of GoFundMe pages right now for specific families and people.
Yep. And that's a good thing.
Another good one I know a lot of people are interested in about is North Valley Animal Disaster Group, because I've watched some videos of animals that have been left behind or displaced or families that are missing, and these animals have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And I know people who are animal lovers that really would like to help there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they get forgotten in this pets, you know, dogs and cats and such. So if you're interested in that, go to North Valley Animal Disaster Group. You could donate to them and help these pets find foster homes, at least in the
time. About, you know, hey, Greg, how about that that one place in Morgan Hill?
As the cat, town cats.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they deal with only cats locally in Morgan Hill. I don't think it's going to have anything to do with all the way up there.
Are you sure, though?
I'm not, but I really don't think she's so far from, that's a local thing. They deal with local cats. I don't see how.
I don't know.
So I'd rather not report and have people call them and then not have the set up for that.
For once, you have a good point.
For once, yeah, very true. So if you want to provide shelter, Airbnb evacuee program is looking for people with available housing to provide shelter for evacuees who have been forced from their homes. If you go into Airbnb and just search evacuee program, they'll be right there on the front page, or you can check it on, just Google it. If you want to volunteer to help, the Hope Center needs volunteers to help sort and organize donations. There's donations coming in from all over. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers donated $1 million to the efforts. There's a lot of people doing that, but they got to figure out what to do with the money, right? And they need to make sure it goes to the right places. The organization here, the Hope Center, now has a toll-free hotline for questions regarding volunteering and donations. It's 833-ORO-HOPE. 833-ORO-HOPE. The organization Caring Choices says it has received around 1,500 applications from people interested in volunteering to help the fire victims. If you're interested in doing that, you can go online. Again, Caring Choices. They have an application form right on the front page. You can fill it out, send it to them electronically. They'll get in touch with you and tell you what's next. And they'll give you, I guess it finds out your availability, where you're located, and all that. Material donations. California Volunteers encourages people to think twice about donating unsolicited material goods, especially used items, because they don't necessarily have, they need what they need, right? So if you say, I'm going to send over like a bunch of my old clothes, they might be like, we don't need that. Right now we need blankets and we need canned goods or whatever.
Blankets would be huge.
Find out before you do it, because then it's, you could be wasting not only your own time,
and
but their time.
Taking up space. That's
it's a good gesture, but do the right thing instead of just doing anything.
Yeah,
agencies often have to spend time and resources dealing with donations that don't fit the needs of survivors. And right now, there's so many donations coming in. They need to hire people or they need volunteers to sort it out, which makes more work. So get the right information before you do it. Otherwise, again, you're making more work. For a good intention, it could turn into a big problem. Yeah. The Hope Center isn't, and that's a big one, the Hope Center is not accepting material donations as they attempt to sort through and distribute the large amount they've already received. A representative said they are accepting monetary donations and gift cards. Gift cards are always good, especially when it's big stores like Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, things like that, because that's always necessary. For gift card donations, the address is the Oroville Hope Center, O-R-O-V-I-L-L-E, Hope Center, Oroville Hope Center, 1950. Kittrick Avenue A, K-I-T-R-I-C-K, Ave A, Oroville, California. They will begin accepting material donations again once they've distributed most of their current stock. And this is in no way an exhaustive list. If you know of additional places accepting donations, you want to get in touch with Assignment Desk. So Assignment Desk at kqed.org. That's where they're kind of organizing all this.
Okay,
but again, so these are simple sort of basic things that you can all, I mean, the easiest way to handle this is to go Google and find out what best suits your situation.
Yeah,
but at least we can give you some outline of things they need to worry about.
And again, they can always go to our website as peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com. Click on archive shows and then we'll be at the bottom of the page. For 2018, of course.
Yes, exactly.
And then you can look at the different, I mean, we just mentioned them. The websites are on there. You can click to donate whatever.
Yes, and I'm trying to pull up the page, the Kirkland page.
The Facebook fundraiser?
Funny, I had it pulled up and
you
it
did
disappeared.
That. Lost it again?
It just, I had it, and then when I opened up the app again, it didn't work. I don't understand what the heck's going on here. But you want to just tell a quick background on how this affected you?
Yes. So my family has a personal friend who has a very good friend whose family lost everything in the Paradise Fire. They lost their home, cars, everything that you can think of, and literally left with the clothes on their back. So obviously, me being associated in some way or another was wanting to help in some way. So that's why we kind of like took this up as a cause and put it out there on the radio so to bring more attention to this one particular family.
Right.
Kirkland family, yeah. And so, yeah, that's how I got personally involved, because it is somewhat personal to me.
Well, yeah, and I think it's important sometimes to mention how
somebody specific.
You know, yeah, but yeah, because I feel like sometimes when you have somebody you could specifically point to, it makes it a little bit more relatable.
Yeah.
It's like you know, especially for somebody like yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's not just like, you know, some, you know,
somebody that you don't know.
Random stranger name that you don't know. Yeah. When you know somebody who's dealing with this.
Yeah, so this is very legitimate.
It's very legitimate.
Yeah.
So I wanted to point out on the page here that
Denise
sent me,
Nicole was the person who actually put up the page, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Kirkland family, Denise Nicole and Sonia Kirkland. It's a fundraiser for my family who are victims of a tragic and horrific fire in Paradise, California. They lost everything. Homes, cars, everything they worked for is gone. All that's left is the clothes on their back. help with any donation you can. I would say, again, in order to find this, you could find it on our peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com to make it easy. Go right to it.
Right.
It seems like the donations have kind of stalled out. Last week it was at 2,500 we reported.
Yeah, it was now in the 2,000s, like
3,800 plus. I understand there's a lot of money going a lot of different ways.
Yeah,
and it's hard with so many causes. It's the holiday season. Yeah. People don't have as much money and so on. But if you could do anything to help this family, great. Just like I said, sometimes it's nice to know where the money's going.
Yeah.
You feel better about that.
Yep.
You know, I that whole story, that scam that happened a couple months ago on with the family that they raised all this money on GoFundMe, thousands and thousands of dollars. They found out it was a three-person scam. You can't allow these kind of stories
to stop
keep
you
from doing something.
No.
It's just sad that that's what it comes to now. We have to worry about people lying and swindling us because we feel bad and we want to help.
Taking advantage of a bad
situation. They're
taking
advantage of good people and people who are trying to do the right thing. And, it shouldn't leave a bitter taste in your mouth for other situations.
The principle is the same for homeless people. You know, you stop giving to somebody on the street corner because you think they're going to go out and spend it on liquor or something. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know,
The other side of it is, and I saw something the other day I should mention. I was at a bagel shop sitting outside with my colleague here, Brad, and we were having lunch. And a gentleman was sitting there, and he was a homeless man, and he kept asking everybody that walked by for $5 till he can get food. And several people walked by, and then a lady came by, and he asked her, and she says, "If you want to come in with me right now, I'll buy you something to eat, buy you a sandwich, come on." And he put up his hand and said, "No, thank you. I don't want." And I was like, if you just said you're asking people for $5 so you can get lunch, then why wouldn't you go? She just offered you lunch. Then she came back out and again said.
Yeah. Now, that's pretty obvious.
And that was one of those things where I was like, you know, what was your intention?
If you were
saying you were wanting to get food and she was going to give you food. And when she came back out and said, "I would have given you something."
Yeah, when
he
specifically said that. He said,
"I didn't want to eat there." I was like, "So now you're getting picky."
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So again, you have to vet it out. You have to think, use your best judgment. But I think food is always good. If you buy somebody a meal and, you know, you're willing to do something nice or give them something, that's always very nice.
I have a friend that has usually always carries down about $100 in cash in 20s. And he helps these people all the time. He carries it with him wherever he goes. And that's what in fact, he's going to be donating to the Kirkland family. I contacted him today.
Right.
But a very cool thing, though. So I've started to do that. So I'm doing that
now.
That's
a very good idea.
Yeah, I never did that before.
I will say, if you just want to search for this, go to the donations page on Facebook and search the Kirkland family. It's just not as easy to find it as it should be. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So I recommend going to People Helping People Radio and grabbing it from there. Because I don't want you to have to chase it down. Because I just went and took like three different ways to search it. I searched Kirkland family and it said nothing. And then
do you
I searched
think that
the
could
Kirkland.
Be part of the problem? That
it
maybe
could
it,
be.
It stopped.
But
it's
usually Facebook promos are meant to go to their friends and their friends share it. So in reality, it's not like it's meant to be searched like by people who don't know the family.
Yeah.
So it's never as easy to find something unless you know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah.
And that person shares it.
Yeah,
so really, it's hard to find it because there's just hundreds and thousands of fundraisers and causes.
There are very, very
so
many.
I searched Kirkland family and nothing came up. Then I searched the Kirkland family and it came up, but there were several other ones doing different causes.
I did that too. So I found the same one that you did and that's what I saw.
It's a very common name, I guess, too. You know, so I guess that's another part of it.
But if you do go to our website, of course, it's the correct one and we'll take you right there.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Very simple. Very basic.
Make it as easy as possible on yourself and go to our page. So that's that. So again, I think we're all in the same boat. Maybe not everybody, but we're all kind of in the same boat. We want to do something. We don't know what to do. But I always say, just do your research a bit before you donate anywhere.
Mm-hmm. True.
Make sure your money's going. I was reading an article yesterday in the Mercury News about, you know, keep your eye out for gouging. Because there are businesses that try to take advantage of people in situations like this.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, gas stations that may charge more because it's harder to get the gas. And they get, or like, you know, people providing services and saying like, "Hey, I'll come and do this for you." And they're charging a lot more money than they should. Those are the things you really want to keep an eye out for because the people that are in this mess right now are having enough of a difficult time in life. They don't need to be taken advantage of in their time of distress and haste and craziness.
And it's too bad. but you know, you can never predict, but obviously it's always magnified tenfold when it happens around the holiday season.
Oh yeah.
And we've had so many tragedies around the holiday season, you know, just it's terrible. It's bad enough, but when it's around the holidays, it's 10 times worse.
I will say, and I'm going to take a page out of the Larry handbook here.
Which one?
This is something I would imagine you would say. Larry handbook only has one or two pages, so
thank you for that.
No, I'm kidding. One thing I know you would say is that these times when you see these things happening in the world, it's when you should really stop to appreciate what you have. And if you're not in a position of suffering right now because of what's happening, it might not even be any, maybe you're just in a time in your life where things might be going well, or you're simply healthy and your family's healthy and you have a roof over your heads. Stop. It's Thanksgiving this week. I know not everyone listening to this station necessarily celebrates Thanksgiving. It may not be a family cultural thing for you, but it's a time to kind of step back and be thankful for whatever it is you have. And for those that don't have that right now and aren't having such a good time or an easy time in life, think of those people and remember how lucky we are to have what we have.
And this is a time here in the U.S. when we have certain holidays, just like other cultures do, that we do stop and look back and reflect on the blessings that we do have as a country, and we have many to be thankful for. So that's what we do typically here around this time of the year, every year, as we've said. And so but you don't have to be celebrating Christmas or Thanksgiving. I think it's like any time of the year. Obviously, we can always give thanks for what we have, and we can always help others that are less fortunate than we are.
Great point. And it is, it is the holiday season, even for a lot of our Desi listeners, of course. It's Diwali season, just passed us, and Dandiya. This is a time of a family and enjoying the ones around us and good food and cheer, regardless of what you celebrate.
Yeah.
But I will say the nice thing about Thanksgiving, to spend a moment on that, is it's a holiday of family and being around your loved ones, enjoying good food, but there's no gifts exchanged. It's nothing you have to have. You don't have to really stress about who you're buying gifts for.
Yeah, no money.
Because that can be a little stressful for people Christmas time and even Hanukkah for those who are Jewish.
Especially if you don't have it.
Yeah. So this is about just whatever it is you enjoy eating and whoever you enjoy being around.
Yeah.
Spend the time. Enjoy their company.
Yeah.
Maybe go. I know a lot of people go to the movies. It's one of the biggest movie nights of the year. Christmas and Thanksgiving are huge movie nights. Maybe you're going to go to a movie. Maybe you're going to go out to eat. I know Sanjeev Gupta, my dear friend, CPA.
Yeah.
He was saying on Thanksgiving, they get together with friends and they'll go out to eat. But it is not necessarily celebrating Thanksgiving the same way, but because his children are raised here, that they kind of keep the tradition of it, even though it's a little different for them than it would be for my family. Mm-hmm. So I will say, just enjoy the time with the people around you and be thankful for what you have and pray for the people who are struggling right now, like the ones we've seen now up in Northern California with the campfire.
How much time do we have left?
We have 2.5 minutes, so I'll give you as much time as you need out of that.
Okay. I just want to say this. So you had mentioned to me not that long ago, months or two maybe, there was something, a show or movie or something that you'd seen. And when I think about all the people that were lost in the fires, specifically up here with us, but even down south, but when you think about all the lives and families and family members that were lost, entire families and family members, whatever, friends, what this one particular statement said in this movie that you had mentioned was, tomorrow is never promised.
Collateral Beauty, yes.
Collateral Beauty. Watch it when you can. But tomorrow is never promised. When you wake up, obviously it's always today, it's never tomorrow. So tomorrow never does come. So make the best of today.
Yeah, I can't even believe a movie. I'm not one to really take some words to live by from a movie, but it really was. Because I keep thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like you can plan and plan and plan and it doesn't matter, right? Yeah. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
It is.
And tomorrow is never promised. And you have to live today like it's going to be your last. And most people never even think that way.
I just lost a good friend about a week or so ago. So it's just like
sorry
you never know.
Yeah. Very sorry to hear that.
Yep.
So anyhow, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show, and I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. For those of you that do not celebrate it, but I still wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for those in love you love and you care about, and enjoy it. I know most of the area shuts down, so except restaurants and some stores now because of Black Friday. I will make a note on that. Don't go contribute to the Black Friday craziness, please. This is not about...
I promise I won't.
I will never do that. But enjoy the long weekend. Enjoy the time with your family and friends, and stop and look around and enjoy your life, because we only get one that we know of.
True.
And we hope that you really make the most of it. And Larry, I'm thankful for you.
And I'm thankful for you, man.
I appreciate all you do for the show and for people you know and everyone you care about. You're one of the best. And I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
It's one show, and two of us make one. So
that's right.
Obviously, it couldn't be done without.
Thankfully, one of us is a little more handsome than the other, so we make a pretty decent
Thank you for that. I wasn't used to hearing that comment today.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys next week on People Helping People.